D. The Border Patrol. The Border Patrol focuses on three problems: the smuggling of drugs, humans, and weapons. They patrol along the Canadian and Mexican borders. Illegal immigration is a big problem along the Mexican border. It is very difficult to control the whole Mexican-American border, however. The border is more than 3,000 kilometers long. It's patrolled on foot, by car, plane, and boat. The Border Patrol catches a great number of people every day. Some still manage to get through. That is why people keep trying time after time. Many Mexicans try to cross the Rio Grande, the river between Mexico and the USA. They often wade across it and carry their clothes above their heads. Some people swim across on their backs. They're called wetbacks. People from countries other than Mexico are called OTMs. The authorities detain the OTMs if they catch them close to the US-Mexican border. But if they catch them 160 kilometers north of the border, they do not detain them. They tell the OTMs to come to court at a later date. Most of them then continue further into the country and never show up. The US authorities fear that terrorists might enter the USA this way. People from the Caribbean islands often try to slip through along the coastline of Florida or the Gulf. They often arrive in small boats or on rafts. The Border Patrol tries to stop them from landing on US soil. The Cubans who succeed in landing on US soil usually get political asylum. This is because Cuba is a communist country. The American authorities help people who fled from this political system.